SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Hun legal SBS Radio Bashi Kurdina.
Every year, Sydney lights up and celebrates the Festival of Lights, also known as Vivid Sydney, a celebration of creativity which transforms Sydney for 23 days and nights. To tell us more about this magnificent occasion, we've got Vivid Festival Director Gil Minervini with us. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, Gil.
Thank you, May. It's a pleasure.
What can be expected this year in Vivid Sydney that is different to previous years?
Well, each year of Vivid Sydney has an entirely different program. So if you think you've seen Vivid before, think again. I know you mentioned lights, but we also have an extensive ideas program, a music program and a food program. So really, across those 23 days and nights, there is so much more than the light walk. But the light walk, of course, is what we're known most for. And this year we have a whole new program of light installations and projections, 8 kilometres of free light walk that goes from the Sydney Opera House all the way to the Goods Line, including a beautiful projection on the Opera House by Julia Gutman, who won the Archibald Prize last year, called Echo. Some other major works by Leela Jeffries in Barangaroo, with a work called Nest that is about our connection with nature, and so many more. Our theme this year is humanity. So across all of the programs, all of the artists, chefs, musicians, etc., are really approaching that theme of humanity, and it's fascinating to see how it is interpreted so differently across, you know, a range of different mediums.
What events are included in Vivid Sydney this year?
Well, there's over 100 events in the program, so it's kind of difficult to list them all. But one that might be of interest to your listeners is the Fire Kitchen, which is part of Vivid Food. And Vivid Food was brought into the Vivid Sydney program last year, and the Fire Kitchen is a celebration, really, of the diversity of Sydney and New South Wales food culture. It's free entry. It's at the Goods Line, which is behind the Powerhouse Museum and UTS down in Ultimo. And it's a celebration of barbecue, because every community around the world uses barbecue and fire in their cooking. So we're really hoping to get lots of people down there. There's food from all of the cultures that make up the fabulous diversity of the Sydney and New South Wales community down there. As well as that, we have some fabulous ideas events, including a talk by Mackenzie Arnold and Tony Gustafson from the Matildas that will be speaking at Sydney Town Hall on the 10th of June, as well as, you know, all of the light works that I was talking about before, a free music program at Tumbalong Park every night of the festival, but Thursdays to Sundays, free live music and bands from all over the world, in a celebration, again, of the diversity of humanity. There's so much, really, to enjoy that we'd love your listeners to go to our website, which is vividsydney.com, and check out the full program.
Now, Gil, are there any activities for kids at Vivid Sydney?
Absolutely. Every Saturday night at 5 o'clock on the stage at Tumbalong Park, there are free kids performances, and that goes from 5 till 6. And really, the whole light walk is very kid-friendly. You know, kids love bright lights, and there's a lot of interactive work. So really, you know, the whole of the Vivid Sydney light walk is very kid-friendly. We also have a new event called Techno Train, which is by our leading Sydney DJ and composer, Paul Mack. And he's written a new composition. You get on a train, there's 2 different routes, and you're immersed in this train with fabulous techno music and lighting. And one of those routes of the techno train, the scenic route, is particularly suitable for kids as well. But there's a lot in the program that kids will love.
Is there a charge to attend Vivid Sydney?
Well, as I said, the light walk that goes from the Opera House to the Goods Line is completely free. And really, to do that properly, it takes 3 nights to really see everything, see and do everything. So that is completely free. And there's a number of other events within the program that are free. But certainly our light walk, which is what we're sort of best known for, I guess, is a free experience.
What makes Vivid Sydney unique?
Vivid Sydney is unique across the world. It's the only celebration that combines light artistry, you know, ideas and the different interpretation of how you articulate ideas, an extensive music program that goes across the Opera House, Carriage Works and Tumbalong Park and Machine Hall, which is our new venue for this year, and our extensive food program. It's the only event in the world that combines all of those things. It's the largest event in the Southern Hemisphere. We had 3.5 million people almost on our light walk last year. And across the world, it's one of the largest events of its kind. So it really is a distinctly Sydney event and distinctly unique event. And one, I think, that as Australians, we should all be very proud of.
Now, when does it begin and when does it end?
Vivid Sydney begins on Friday night, that's Friday the 24th of May, and runs until Saturday night the 15th of June. So that's every night for 23 nights.
Gil Minervini, thank you so much for being on SBS Audio. We're looking forward to this year's Vivid.
Thanks for having me, May, and look forward to seeing you there.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina, SBS Kurdi lisar Facebook bishobina.